Rams Nation, Danny Clevenger here with Johnny Hecker for our second Ask a Ram of the season. Before we get to your Twitter questions, though, I want to know, how good did it feel to beat Seattle? Because you are from the Seattle area, and I know that game always means a lot to you.
Yeah, it was amazing. You know, I had a bunch of my friends texting me with their crying emojis, pretty heartbroken that the Hawks lost. But, man, I'm just really happy, especially to do it in that fashion, a real team win. And I had some family in town from Seattle, so to be able to do that in front of them was extra special for me.
Awesome, awesome. Okay, let's go on to your Twitter questions here. Brentley29 must have seen Benny Cunningham's Snapchat, because I did too, so he saw you riding your bike to practice.
Right.
How long is your bike ride to practice?
Roughly, probably 10 minutes. I mean, if I'm really pedaling, I could probably do it under that, but it's uphill on the way to work, so I'm really, really digging and getting it. Got to shift to a lower gear so I can get here a little less sweaty.
Okay. Joe WTW1 wants to know, how many Pokemon do you have now, and who is a better trainer, you or Tavon Austin? Everyone saw Tavon Austin on Hard Knocks. I don't know. Do you have some competition there?
It was a sham. Tavon knows nothing about Pokemon, and I definitely am the team's most senior Pokemon master, trainer, all the above, just overall Pokemon master. And, you know, I have a ton of Pokemon on Pokemon Go. I'm not sure how many. I don't really have a number to spitball at you, but... I would definitely wipe the floor with Tavon Austin in a Pokemon battle, no doubt.
See, if you would have given me a number, I wouldn't even have been able to respond, because I know this doesn't surprise you, but I don't play. SHQ Diesel wants to know, in Corvallis, were you an American Dream Pizza or Local Boys guy?
Ooh, American Dream Pizza, without a doubt.
Really?
So one of my roommates and I, they had it was called the Dream Time or Dream Zone Special, and after 7:30, you get either a large one topping or a medium two topping, and a 2 liter of pop for like $12. So we would just go to town on a large pepperoni pizza. Hugo, if you're watching, shout out, dude. We used to, I've eaten way too many American Dream pizzas. So that
See, I would have said Local Boys. I love Local Boys. I have to stop there every time we go to Corvallis. Great wine food. Great wine food. Okay, we're going to move on. Stephanie Jade M wants to know, if you weren't playing football, what would you be doing?
Gosh, I don't know. There's not too many things I'm great at. I might have continued my education and then become a teacher. I think that'd be pretty rewarding. That's something that I still kind of aspire to do after football's all over, maybe be a high school chemistry teacher and a football coach. I think that'd be pretty dang fun.
Awesome. Okay. Rams all day, 0916. What's your favorite superhero?
Favorite superhero. Jeez. I mean, I don't want to go with anyone that's like too super well known. I like Gambit a lot from X-Men. Gambit was sweet. He had kind of his like Cajun Creole style, and really didn't care. Threw cards. That was kind of cool. Wore a big cloak. Oh, that's pretty sweet. I think there's a Gambit movie coming out soon, so I'll go with Gambit.
Okay, you have one last question, and it's actually kind of a question from me, because Ooh. I'm going to introduce everybody. They can't see him, but the man behind the camera, his name is Jordan, and he actually lives with Johnny Hecker.
Yeah.
So I've got to know, has Jordan, and having someone live with you again, you're obviously married now, has he been around? Has there ever been a time where you've been like, this is a little weird? Like, I maybe wouldn't have realized that my friend is watching this happen at my house now.
No, not really. I mean, me and V-Dub have known each other. Jordan, V-Dub, for those that know, you know, we've been around each other for a long time. You know, he was a common comer and goer in our house and lived with us for a while. Took over my garage, actually. I lived in a garage in a townhouse for a while. V-Dub ended up moving in and taking that over, pimped it out himself. And we're really comfortable with each other. It's not anything new. You know, my wife's good friends with him as well, so we're all pretty tight. So getting to hang out, all of us together, is actually pretty fun. So
no awkward moments.
No awkward moments yet. No, nothing yet. I haven't walked out of the shower and seen V-Dub there and be like, oh, no, nothing too bad. So we're staying, keeping, running a tight ship at the Hecker house.
Well, now he's got introduced to Rams Nation, so that's perfect, too.
Yeah.
Thanks, Johnny. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Go Rams.